Who turned you over to the devil? God. Is that a scary picture? If Jesus turns you over to the devil because you have unforgiveness in your life and the devil has legal claim to you, I mean, wow. It says that he was angry and he delivered him to the tormentors, the devil and his demons, till he should pay all that was due unto him. Now then, if this man that owed the $4 billion, the 10,000 talents, if he couldn't pay when he was well and doing good and everything, if he couldn't pay that debt then, if you got a few demons hanging along your backside, tormenting you everywhere you go, making you sick and afflicting you, causing your equipment to break down, your car to break down, causing you to be sick and everything else, what do you think the chances of you ever getting this bill paid is? Zero. You ain't never going to make it. Never going to make it. This is a sad picture. And who was it that had to suffer this whole thing now? The man and his wife and his children and all of his assets. In other words, his entire bank account, everything, is going to become legal ground to this tormentor. And then let's see what the next verse says, verse 35. Jesus said, "So likewise, Peter, shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your heart forgive not," how many? "Everyone his brother their trespasses." Now, do you think that, are you beginning to understand now why the Lord says, forgive your brothers 490 times a day? Because if you don't forgive them 490 times a day, if so necessary, if they do get under your skin up to 490 times in a day, forgive them. Why? Because if you don't, I'm going to turn you loose to the tormentor. I'm going to turn a tormentor loose on you. Now, would you like to have one of those guys turn loose on you? Believe me, I wouldn't want one of them guys holding me. If the tormentor, Satan and his host of tormentors, you know, the first time I read that, or maybe not the first time, but one of the times I read that, this picture came back to me. I remember when I was a kid, I used to go to the Saturday afternoon movie, and they would have a place in there where that they would catch somebody and they're trying to get him to do something, and they would have him tied all stretched out, ropes tied on every leg and their arms, and they'd have a wheel out there on each one and to tighten it and another notch. Anybody ever seen those kind of deals in the old movies? You know, where they'd have you all stretched out there and they'd come over here and tighten this rope and one notch, pull this arm, oh, you're screaming, and then all of a sudden they come over here and tighten this and another notch. And then it tightened one on your leg and you're just pulling you apart. I thought, that's torment. That's kind of what these tormentors do to us. Now, to give you an example of what I'm talking about, a real, true life experience. Here, 3 or 4 years ago, Cheryl and I had been asked to come to a little Pentecostal church out in Hobbs, New Mexico. We were going to be there a couple of nights. There was a little church, hold about 60 or 70 people, and it was full every night, I will have to say. But one night, there was a lady came up after the service for prayer, and when she came up, I asked her what was wrong. She was an older woman. You know, she was probably pretty close to my age. She was not a spring chicken, but anyway, she was a good, healthy, beautiful woman. And I said, "Ma'am, how can the Lord help you?" And she said, "I have this terrible pain in my right hip and my right leg." I said, "How long have you had it?" She said, 12 years, and I just can't sleep. Immediately, my wife, Cheryl, said, "Do you have an unforgiveness toward your husband or some man?" And her 50-year-old daughter was there with her, and she said, "Cheryl, you hit Mama right between the running lights." Said, "Yes, Mama has had an unforgiveness toward Daddy at least 12 years, but said she has a worse grudge against his brother," her brother-in-law. Yeah, and that was his name, Leroy. And I said, "Well, ma'am, you got to forgive your husband." So I went through this scripture with her. I said, "You know, you have been turned over to the tormentor by Jesus." Wait a minute now, I love Jesus, and Jesus is a loving God. Now, is that a true statement? But did he say he would turn you over to... You don't think a loving God would never discipline you, would he? Oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will. And we don't like it when he disciplines us, do we, brother? No, I don't. I guarantee I don't. When I get disciplined, woo, the first thing I do when something starts happening to me, okay, God, what did I do didn't make you happy today? You know, I do not like to be disciplined by Jesus. I'll tell you for sure. Well, this woman didn't have the knowledge, so she didn't know. She could not get this pain out of her right hip and her right leg. She had been to doctors, everything, but they couldn't find the problem. But she is getting out where she can't hardly sleep and nothing. She's in excruciating pain. I told her, when Cheryl asked her if she had unforgiveness, we acknowledged that she did. And I said, ma'am, you have to forgive your husband. You have to forgive him. She said, well, okay. I know the scripture says I have to forgive, so okay, I will forgive my husband. I said, and how about his brother, Leroy? She looked at me and she said, do I have to go tell him? In other words, she don't want to go tell him. I said, yes, ma'am. I really think it would make Jesus very happy if you would go tell your brother-in-law, first tell your husband, that you repent and that you forgive him and that you love him. You know, it don't make any difference whether he changes or not. You know, I said, you're going to forgive him and love him. I said, then walk up to your brother-in-law and I said, put your hand on his shoulder. I reached out and laid my hand on her shoulder. I said, look him right in the eye and say, Leroy, because Jesus told me to forgive you, I'm going to forgive you. I don't care what you do to me. I'm going to forgive you. Jesus told me to forgive you up to 490 times a day if necessary. And I want you to know, I forgive you. And I'm going to love you from this day forth. Now, do you think that would make Jesus happy?
Sure.
And I said, now, will you do this? She looked at me a second and she said, okay, Lord, I will do it. And she screamed right quick. And I thought, what happened? She said, my pain just went away. She said, I have no pain in my hip or my leg for the first time in 12 years. She starts walking around. She run off out there praising God. And about 30, 40 minutes later, she come back. She said, Pastor, my daughter, now we got to go home. But she said, I'm going to tell you something. She said, it wasn't neither one of them boys worth that 12 years worth of pain. Is that true?
Yeah.
Wasn't neither one of them boys worth 12 years worth of pain. She said, I ain't had a pain. And I didn't even get to pray for her. So who was it that took away the tormenting spirit? As minute she repented. Who took it away? The Lord did. Of course he did. He loved his daughter. He didn't want her to undergo this, but he made a promise in his word. If you don't forgive him, I'll send the tormentor. Now, does he have to do what he said in the word? Yes, he has to do what he said in the word. And nobody likes it when a tormentor comes. But that lady got set free that night. That lady went home without a pain. And of course, the most awesome part about it was when she come back up to him and said, Pastor, my daughter and I is going home. And she said, for the last 30 minutes, walking around, for the first time in 12 years, I have had absolutely no pain in my hip and my leg. And she said, I'm so grateful that you taught us these principles. Said, I would have never got that from God's word. But she said, that's exactly what he said. And she said, I'm going to guarantee I'm going to love my husband. I don't care what he does to me. I'm not going to let him get under my skin no more. She said, it ain't worth it. And it's not, is it? Jesus didn't say that if her husband did something and she got the unforgiveness, he didn't say he'd do anything to him, did he? I mean, he'll take care of him. Now, see what this woman needs to know. That she can go to the throne of grace, because as all of you women know, every one of you women will, I feel you'll agree with me 100%, especially if you've been married before, you cannot change that man. Is that right?
That's right.
You'll agree, there's a woman, she's 100% agreement with me. Now, who can change that man?
Jesus Christ.
The Lord can. And do you have a direct access to him?
I do.
Oh, and she's learned that too, see? Mine, that's the greatest. In fact, the other day, I got to tell you all this. You know, I'm a hardcore man. I mean, when I speak, I mean business. And I hardly ever change. These two girls are laughing already. They know what I'm going to say. My wife had a dog for 16 years. And when the little dog died the other day, had a heart attack, it broke her heart. She had that little dog since she was a little teeny puppy. And she was still just a little dog. I weighed about 10 or 12 pounds, something like that. But she loved that little dog, and I don't like dogs. I don't like dogs, especially a dog in the house. I don't like a dog in the house. You know, if you're going to have one, the beast needs to be outside. You know, I am not a dog lover. I mean, that's just the way life is. I got another one back there with me. Probably a lot of you men are just like me. And so when my wife came to me 2 or 3 months later after the little one died, she said, "Honey, I'd like to have another puppy." I immediately said, "No. No dogs." I said, "That's it." I said, "Angel's gone. There ain't gonna be never gonna be another dog live in our house. That's it. It's over. No more dogs. No." Now, what do we not understand about that?
What did you not?
So guess what? Cheryl goes to all the girls here that work here and says, "You know, I want a dog." And my husband says, "No." Now, I know I have to submit to him. But I also know that all of us can go jump up in Daddy's lap and tell God that I want another dog and have him soften my husband's heart so I can have another dog. So that's what they did. And they went to the throne of grace and began to jump up in Daddy's lap and say, "Father, work on Thurman's heart. Soften it up so we can have another little dog around the ministry center here." You know, and so about a week later, she says, "Has God spoken to you yet?" I said, "About what?" She said, "About a dog." I said, "No, and if he does, I ain't going to get you one." That sounds just like an old hardcore guy. Well, they continued to pray. They continued to pray. They continued to go up into the lap of God and petition God. Say, "Lord, soften my husband's heart. Soften Thurman's heart. We want a puppy here in the ministry center." Well, and Cheryl one night said, "You know, if you really did love me, you would let me have a puppy." Doesn't that sound just like a woman? I said, "That's okay. I ain't going to get you a dog." I said, "I love you, but no dog." So then finally, a week or two later, on a Saturday night, I was sitting in there studying, getting ready for Sunday. And as I was studying all during the night, the Lord keep bringing back. I didn't hear an audible voice, but he kept saying, You know, I do make some nice little puppies, you know, and you know your wife would like to have one, and you know, it would make her life, I mean, you don't have to take care of it, she will take care of it, but she wants a little dog, and so, you know, since I make little dogs, and I make them perfect and everything, well, you need to let your wife have a puppy.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "Have You Prayed Yet?" in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.